Is there such thing as a fast Sunday? We need quick, we'll call it quick Sunday. All right, obviously with the extremely short week, first thing we want to do is enjoy the win. It's great to get win number 10. Want to keep stacking up wins best we can. It's a good football team that we played. They had some, they gave us all we could handle early and even early into the third quarter. And then I felt like all three phases kind of clicked and started coming together, and we pulled away and took control of the game. So really good team effort. You know, I think everybody contributed, and we've been really good about kind of staying the course and staying in the fight and finding a way. And today was another example of that. So really, really proud of our guys and, encouraged to enjoy this one quick and then come in ready to work tomorrow, getting prepared for the trip to Kansas City. So, questions?
Jack, Bills got off to a real quick start in both halves. What sort of defensive adjustments did you guys make along the way?
Well, there were a couple things schematically, but I think most importantly, I think we just settled in, started making plays, started doing our job. And, once we started doing that, I think you saw what we're capable of as a football team when all three phases come together. No, we're always engaged with our guys, so there wasn't anything that dramatic that occurred at one point or another. I think it was, us staying the course.
Jack, with all the times you guys come from behind, whenever they need
Well, we're gonna give each other 60 minutes worth, or more if it need be. We're committed to that for each other. Every player in that room, every coach in that room, that's what we're gonna give. We're gonna give great effort, and go out there and play the full game, and know that we believe as long as we stay together and give that kind of effort, we can have happy endings where we, have a big smile. So, of course, that's. That's what we're all about, is finding a way to win somehow, some way, and being able to smile when you go home.
You guys had a 29-0 run right off the door. Which was more impressive in your mind, the 29 or the 0?
I like both. I like getting the 29. I like giving the 0. So,
You only choose one.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, they add up. They work together. We're able to pull ahead while we're not letting them score, and then while we are scoring ourselves. So, really good for us.
Jack, Coy went out with an injury during a series, and you guys seemed like you had pretty good game plan for them. How much did that affect the game, the fact that Shady was gone for a series?
The Shady was gone for a series?
Yeah.
He probably just catching his breath. He was running crazy. I mean, the guy's a heck of a running back. He's one of the best in the business, and I told him that afterwards. I said, man, you are one heck of a running back. I've got a lot of respect for you. So, he's a good player. He made life difficult for us, but we settled in, got the stops we needed, and got a nice victory.
It seemed like late that McCoy would get past the first guy and know we would be there, but somewhere in the third quarter, there was always someone to clean up and everybody shook the first guy. Is that the key to defending?
Have more than one guy there? Yeah, it's a good idea. tough to tackle him by himself. Reminds me a little bit of a guy I played against named Barry Sanders. Just because he makes so many people miss, has that ability to kind of hover a little bit and then accelerate, and not a lot of guys can do that. I think he's pretty good in the first, second, third, fourth. I think he's a pretty good player. We feel like we've got a good team, and we just continue doing the things that we need to do to, make the plays and win the game.
Jack, did Derek get dinged on his left hand in that third quarter? Looked like you could look down the sidelines.
I think he was okay. I think maybe after one of those runs, I just want to make sure everything was okay, but I think he was fine.
Coach Marquette picking up the flag, he laughed that off.
Well, you know, it's definitely a teachable moment. He's not mean-spirited with what he's doing. He's having fun. He enjoys himself. He had the Pee Wee Herman out there today. I saw that. I got a giggle. You know, it's like, you know, he's enjoying himself, you know. Now, right there, I mean, he just didn't realize you can't do that. And he was like, really? I couldn't do that? Oh, man, I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry, Mr. Ref, you know. So, it was innocent, and obviously, you know, we'll make sure we don't leave any stone unturned when it comes to teaching to make sure we understand what we need to do there. But that should never happen again.
Jack, is it to the point yet where at the end of a close game or end of any game, you're just kind of waiting for the Khalil Mack strip sack?
Man, Khalil Mack is really making his mark on these ball games, you know. And, you know, that interception that he caused, he just keeps showing up huge. And that's what great players do. He's a great player.
Jack, this game against Kansas City, is it just another game on your schedule, or is it something that you need to prove to yourself and the team?
It's Chiefs week, man. What do you mean another game?
I understand that. I have a question. Is there something you need to prove to yourself? You haven't beaten them here.
I took a Denver team winning. I beat them twice. They were 9-0. We went in there and beat them twice. So for us, they won the first one here. And we look forward to going in there and competing. You know, it's a good football team. You know, we are too. And we look forward to it.
Coach, on the 37-yard touchdown pass to Amari Cooper, was that a matchup you guys felt you could play?
Yeah, the one over on the right side, I think they were all out on that one. And we felt that we saw that look that we'd have an opportunity to hurt them. And that was one where we connected on it. Well, I'm sure we all saw what happened. I did not address it with the team specifically. I know, our prayers go out to the families involved and friends and family that are involved, and it's a tragedy. And we're very proud of this area and the people in this area, and several people had their lives taken away, and it's really, really sad, really unfortunate. So our prayers go out to all those people.